guys. And it looks like so far there's just the three of us. Let me look back at that. You're looking at it, too. It doesn't look like anybody else is joined. Okay.
I think another issue with parallel is, in a way, it might be better to have a smaller group who works on them all for continuity so that you don't wind up with parallel groups who, because they're not the same people.
The problem with that is that you get this huge TDP effort that drags on forever.
Yeah.
And that has been problematic in the past. And so there's been more of an effort to try and make them in little smaller chunks so that they don't drag on forever. And there's several reasons for that that you can probably figure out for yourself, Mike. Number one is you get a turnover of participants the longer it goes, and then that creates a lack of continuity that reduces the efficiency and so forth. Also, you know, people are less likely to get involved in one that they think is going to take a year and a half than they are for one that may be able to be done in 3 months.
Yeah.
Now, that's just a couple things. I'm sure there's lots of other reasons for that.
I can see that Rob and Tom and Tim have joined.
Oh, good.
Yes, absolutely. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, guys. Chuck, this is Rob Hogarth. I'm sorry to interject so quickly, but I'm going to have to drop off fairly soon for another meeting. But in terms of your discussion about how you divide it up, I'd be interested in you and Olaf sort of commenting on how long it's taken on just the four items that are currently in the PDP process, and you know whether that's working effectively or sort of how you get everyone's input. Particularly if some of these are so detailed or so specific where they may just not have an opinion or be able to pull something together in a quick time frame.
Well, in fairness, Rob, the other PDP on transfer policy hasn't really kicked off in terms of the group being done because we're on hold for a couple constituency statements. One that... Is that fair, Ola?
Yeah, whether that was actually Rob's question, it was just I could sense some concern that if this is going to be like that for transfer issues, that the constituencies have difficulties producing input for them. Well, how should we address that in order to get it, speedy and focused and, to get deliverables in some kind of reasonable time frame.
And I think it's a really useful question for us to consider. And, in fact, in our recommendations to the council, we could very well put forward some recommendations in this regard, and I think we should now that it's brought up. And my suggestion would be that we recommend that the council put out a template for constituencies to complete and specifically list the issues at stake for each of the PDPs so that it makes it easier for constituencies to respond to those. With regard to the one that we're dealing with now, there was some confusion about what was wanted. That's why we still have one statement that really covers what this group is working on instead of the PDP that was started. And so I think there are some things we can do to encourage the council, and it's really the council's responsibility to manage that so that we try and minimize the chances of a repeat of the same thing. Because, you know, guys, we have to assume, and anybody can disagree with me on this, but we have to assume that there's not going to be as broad an interest on this topic as on the GNSO council and the GNSO as a whole, including constituencies, except for registrars and registries, as there will be and as there is on some other topics. So we need to face that reality and try to manage it.
Well, this is Mike.
This is Tim. The other thing, too, I think that we need to just kind of see, and that's, you know, after the GNSO reform, what the new policy development process looks like and how that's going to evolve, and then I think I know the registrars You know, we have it on our plate to go back and look at our bylaws and make sure that they're more in line with whatever the new process is, timing wise. And that's the problem we face right now, is our bylaws kind of force us to take longer than what we're really allowed under the policy development process. So we kind of have that issue. We have it straightened out.
Tim and Tom, a question for you guys, because I've kind of hinted at this before, but for these TDPs on transfer policy, in my opinion, it's really critical to have good registrar representation, more so than any other constituency, just because you guys really, you know, understand the ins and outs of it on a day-to-day basis better than anyone else. And so it seems like we have to have at least a couple registrar representatives who are active and knowledgeable on each of the PDPs in this. Do you think it's going to be realistic, and I'm not asking you to make any commitment, but do you think it's realistic that we would be able to get different pairs of volunteers from the registrar constituency for different PDPs if we were decided to run some of them in parallel?
Well, that's a very good question. We don't really have a good history of participation, actually, for people being active. But since this is such a core issue, I could imagine that we could run one or two in parallel, but certainly not more. That would be my best guess.
Tim?
Right. No, I would agree with that. That's what I was in comment, that finding participants won't be a problem. It's just that it's quite often the same ones over and over again. But this is a pretty hot topic with a lot of registrars, so perhaps we'll have a little better luck. But if we have more than two going at a time, I think it's going to be pretty tough.
But so, Rob and Olaf, back to the issues that you were raising, it may be that we suggest to the council that they consider, you know, exploring, the ability to get volunteers for the different PDPs before we make any decision as to whether or not some can be run in parallel.
That sounds very good. One problem we might have, especially with the registrar community, is that they're very diverse on most of these issues. So what is suiting one business model might not suit the other ones. So we'll probably have a lot of participation from groups that represent registrars, but mainly their own view.
And it would be really important to get the diverse views represented on the PDPs.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah.
I've got this is Mike, I've got a question. In terms of the new PDP process, is there any thought being given to some sort of online capability a la conferencing systems, shared workspace systems?
Yes.
One of the things that I think drove at least my screw up on our constituency statement was that I really didn't know what was going on, and it would be really helpful to have some sort of shared space that I could go get educated and see templates and see previous dialogue and all that kind of stuff.
In fact, we've already started to experiment with some of those, and certainly it's in the GNSO improvement recommendations, that the idea of some tools and so forth. So, but guys, there's something that we need to realize. I think it's quite possible that one or more of these PDPs could be initiated before significant progress is made in the GNSO improvements. So that doesn't mean that we couldn't incorporate some things from anticipate.
There are a lot of free tools out there that we could use in the interim. I mean,
that's what's being done.
Yeah. Well,
right now.
Well, the question is, I don't know to what day the GNSO, new GNSO processes is due, but I don't think that we should start with any of the new PDPs while the prior transfer PDP is still pending.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that, Tom, but I would put a condition on what I'm saying, and that is if we could get different participants in an add-on PDP, I would be supportive of going ahead with it before the other one's done. Actually, and let me get both your opinion and Tim's on this. Once we really get going on that other PDP, it seems to me like it should be a fairly quick one. Am I naive on that?
Well,
I don't know, I think
no,
you might
but
be a little...
you're always. It's good to be positive. It has never happened that we've kept within the time frames. Sad to say.
This is Tim. You know, I think I don't know. I guess I'm of the opinion that it could be more involved than we think. My concern is that, and I've expressed it before, that some of the so-called clarifications that we're talking about in this existing PDP are really, you know, some registrars view them as changing policy, and so I guess it depends on how we approach it. You know, this policy's been in place for a long time. There's a lot of talk about, well, what was the original intent? But, you know, there's a lot of registrars that have come online since then who all they can really go by is what the policy says. So it says what it says, and we can, you know, expect them to go back and try to figure out, sift through all the material to figure out, well, what did they really mean, you know, and don't do what I said, do what I meant. And it's a little ridiculous. So it's taken it to say what to mean what it says, and if we're going to clarify that and change, you know, what it says, then they view it as a change of policy. So that could get to be a little more involved, at least in my opinion.
Well, it is fair to say it's going to be a change in policy. Now, hopefully it's just a clarification to remove ambiguity in the existing policy. But in reality, it is a change of policy because it would be a PDP that's recommending these changes and would need to be approved.
Yeah, so it just depends on how we approach that. I mean, if it's just, well, we're just going to change this language to clarify what was intended without really getting, you know, appropriate stakeholder input, et cetera, on what really is a new policy, you know, that's where I think the problem will be. So if we approach it as this is a change in policy, then I think that's more fair, but it could be a little bit more involved.
Yeah, okay. That's good. Tom, did you have anything to add to that?
No, not really. But if we really kind of go down the route that we think is changing policy, it might be very controversial.
Well,
it could go very fast, and it could take quite a long time. So.
That's helpful. That's helpful. Okay. Let me suggest that we, unless people want to do it differently, that we go back to the agenda that I suggested in my email on the 28th. And what that is first of all, let's ensure that the decisions that were in the summary that I sent around accurately reflects the decisions we made, and also give Tom a chance to comment on those if he has any disagreement with any decisions we made. Secondly, identify, and this is kind of connected to that, identify any decisions we made that may warrant reconsideration and communicate those on the list. Now, that was supposed to happen, you know, in the meantime. I haven't seen anything in that regard. Third, evaluate whether the PDP groupings make sense in terms of factors such as level of effort that may be required for each PDP, correlation of recommendations and PDP groupings, et cetera. And then, last of all, come back to what we've just been discussing, whether or not PDPs should be run in parallel or serially, and if serially, deciding how we would prioritize them. Is that an okay approach?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, then, and we'll come back to the parallel or serial. I think it's probably easier to do once we kind of agree on the groupings that we've come up with. So I sent out that thing, and why don't we talk right now about the way? First of all, Tom, did you have any disagreement with any of the decisions we made last week when you weren't able to join us?
Mm. No, actually, I think that's quite fine. I mean, you could do it differently, but with the setup you have, I'm absolutely fine with that. So
okay.
You don't need to make any changes on that.
All right. Then the
so
next. Go ahead.
So you sent out something today, or
no? I sent it out on the 28th of February. Did you not get it?
File is called Transfer WG Recommendation.
Let me send it to you right now, Tim. I'll send it again.
Okay.
I just resent it. Just
okay,
to you. I didn't
it.
Send it to this list. I sent it to this list, okay? The list for this group.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, and it's got an attachment that it has the summary, which is really important to have for this because it it shows the groups, the highlights in there show the changes we made last week. And then I added a little summary table at the beginning. So group one, we ended up with three recommendations in the group one PDP, 5, 15, and 18. Group two, we ended up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 recommendations in that one. And two of them are kind of partials in the sense that they're just the technical aspects of the recommendations. And then group three was three recommendations, 3, 10, and 12. And then individual PDPs, there were four of those, two actually combined, so it really means only three PDPs, 1, 6, and then 7 and 2, the policy aspects, only those two combined. Anyway, that you have all that. So the next question then is that now that we've kind of finished first time through on this, do the groupings seem to make sense in terms of any way you want to look at it? I tried to do that yesterday just to go through, and it actually looks, Tom, to me at least, that the way we ended up grouping still kind of fit the categories that you classified them in pretty well, and it may be a reasonable grouping, but that was my opinion after I did an overall look at it again. Do other people have thoughts in that regard?
Is that agreement?
Yes, maybe so. I thought maybe I'm just giving people a chance to think and glance it over if they need to. For example, while you're thinking, Group 1 PDP was titled Enhancements by Tom, by Enhancements to the Current Operational Rules of the Transfer Policy, and the three things that ended up in there seemed to fit that category.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be too big a group. I think it's a reasonable amount of effort to work on those three. I mean, do anybody disagree with that? Okay, then going on to group two. Now we have quite a few in that one, but they all do seem could be argued are enhancements to the current transfer dispute policy. Maybe a little more work than PDP one, but they do seem to be relatively, you know, in that same category of enhancements.
Yeah, I agree. This is Mike. I like that one a lot. It is awfully big, but...
Is it too big is a question we need to think about.
That was sort of what I was debating, as to whether that one had some natural way to be split into two chunks. I think that it could be done as one. Of the clumps, that's clearly the biggest one by far.
Mhm. Yeah. Now, keep in mind. I think that this is something that we absolutely need to talk about. But keep in mind that we took out any that we thought were really huge efforts and needed to be isolated. In particular, seven and the policy aspects of 7 and 2 that are part of that we isolated as a separate PDP. So. Hopefully there aren't any of the real hard ones in that one, but I want everybody to look at that, and let's make sure that we agree with that.
Well, I got the only one that comes to my mind instantly, which I might do with an own PDP, is the Who is History stuff, because it doesn't really have a lot to do with the dispute policy. It could be of some use for the dispute, but... it's not really around the policy of the dispute. Well,
yeah.
That would be something I could imagine we put into an own PDP, especially because it might be very controversial in terms that there's a technical part to it, and then again there's some policy part to it, and then again there's some tension on local requirements where you're supposed to delete certain information after a certain period of time. You know, so it has a lot of components to it. which make it more difficult and therefore might not be too fitting into that group of dispute policy things.
Other thoughts on that?
Well, we deleted some of the who is ones. Maybe this is another one.
And you're not suggesting deleting it, are you?
No, the who is stuff.
Yeah, 13. Well, that seems a deleted category as it is right
and
now.
And we're talking about 17 right now.
Right.
Yeah.
This is Tim. Sorry about that. I had distracted here for a minute. So, which one are we talking about again?
In group 2, 17, right, Tom?
Yes.
Tom was suggesting that maybe 17 ought to be isolated as a separate PDP rather than lumped into this category. Tom, why don't you repeat your reasons on that?
Well, the reason is that it has nothing to do with the transfer dispute policy, and then again that it has a lot of implications technical-wise and in terms of data privacy rules in different countries. So with 17, I don't really see it fitting into the whole transfer issue at all. So we could take it out and say, well, that should be something, or we should single it out, or we should drop it. So one of the two, but I don't really see it fitting in there.
And how do people feel about that?
Well, there is perhaps another reason. I mean, this might call for quite different attendance from, or might, well, solicit more interest from different constituencies. Just given that the magical name of who is in it. So
exactly.
I think that's right.
So that may be an additional reason for keeping it separate.
Now, I've heard a couple things. One of them is keeping it as a separate PDP. Another one is I think somebody even suggested deleting it. Is anybody really for deleting this one?
I could support either.
Well, this is Tim. I kind of agree with Tom, I think, because, you know, it gets into, you know, how we use who is and the information in who is. You know, we just ended a PDP without any progress on it not too long ago, and now there's, you know, a call for report for studies. So maybe this should just kind of be put on hold or deleted until that whole process starts moving forward again, or maybe this needs to be a study. I don't know.
Although I think we need to be careful about associating this too closely with the controversial who is arguments. What we're really just talking about here is there would be some way, regardless of what who is requirements are, of providing some who is history. So, for example, as a registry and a dispute is filed, and I need to look at the who is record on January 15th for a particular domain name, there would be some way of going back and getting that. So let's not look at this as too controversial issue. It may be a very hard issue. Okay.
I think it could be controversial in that, you know, whether it's controversial about, you know, access to who is, period, even just as even the current who is.
Mm.
And then, you know, we got the accuracy issue because the history is a lot of use.
Accurate. Okay.
And then you got the privacy issue because, you know, a lot of domains are, you know, have privacy services associated with them. You know, and then there's the opt-out so that some domains won't even be in register on contact data may not even be included in who is. Is that still escrowed? I don't think that's even been clarified yet.
Yeah, okay, okay. Well, so what's the thinking then? Should we delete it or should we create a new category to put it on hold?
No, actually, I think we should. If I think about it, it's just not the right fora to, it's not the right place to discuss this. So it has nothing to do actually with transfer policy.
Well, it does.
No wind.
It has to do with dispute policy in the for registries anyway.
Well, it would be a nice tool which would make it easier for dispute policy, but at the end, it's more like a real who is issue. So I would rather delete it.
Okay. And I'm okay with that. I just want you guys, everybody, to understand that when we're managing disputes, we're supposed to rely on the whois record at the point in time when the transfer was initiated, and we can't get that information in many cases. So it is related to transfer disputes. But I'm okay if we want to delete it. I'm just wanting to make sure everybody, you know, that we do that with open eyes.
What if we deleted it but left it in a group? Because we have several whois related items, one of which we've already deleted. What if we deleted those but sort of put them in a corral of some sort and said, look, these might be ones that we want to give special thought to later?
Keep in mind that the ones we're recommending for deletion, whether or not they're deleted, will be a council decision, okay? So it's not as if the decision's been made that they're deleted. I think we need to make it clear in our report to the council that, you know, this is our recommendation. It's up to the council to decide whether, in fact, they should be deleted or not.
That notwithstanding, I still think that what we could do is clump the whois issues that fell out of that report and treat them slightly differently.
So let me see if I understand what you're saying then. So if we go down to group five, let's see, we've got...
very last one is another whois related.
So you're suggesting
put this near that one and say...
Well, we can put it. It's real easy to put it right after 13.
Indeed.
Yeah. And then say, you know, look, we've got some whois issues that we've chosen to delete for a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm. Is everybody comfortable with that? Shall we just put it after 13 in the delete category?
With some comment about that these are not... Well, maybe interesting as such, but are not really within the narrow scope of the transit policy.
Yeah, and I'm not totally sure I agree with that that rationale, but I understand what you're saying. I like I said, from a registry point of view, this is related to resolution of disputes, and it is an issue for registries, but... at the same time, I'm willing to move it over into the delete category right after 13, and then we can talk about why we did that.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Me too.
Anybody not okay with that? Okay. We'll need to add some notes to that. We can do that later. Okay. So then what happens is that we have that one goes down to okay, all right. Okay. So anything else on group two? That at least knocked one probably complicated one out of that. So we now have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, and two of those are just the technical aspects, which we, I think, assume that they would be a little, seven and two would be a little bit easier if we just focus on technical there. Okay, group three, then there were three in that group. And first of all, it's a category, new issues related to the current transfer policy. When I look at those, they really did look like pretty new issues with regard to it.
One more question. I just want to go back to group two again.
That's
seven
fine.
And two.
That's good.
If we are just talking about the technical implementation, I mean, it's more has something to do with the dispute policy, I agree, but in some way... It would make sense to me to group it together with the operational stuff because they are all technically focused.
So you're suggesting that 7 and 2
would be in group 1.
Better fit to group 1.
if it's just the technical aspects, how to do it, that's more operational than
point.
It is dispute. So then we even out the groups a bit as well, you know. So then we have like five to, I don't know, six,
five.
I guess.
Yeah,
five and five.
Five and five, yeah.
Perfect harmony.
Anybody disagree with that?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay. Then let me do this. I'll just cut that and put it up here in group one real quick here so that I don't lose that. And then we will take those two, put them up here, there on my table, and I've got it. Okay. All right, good. Good suggestion. Okay. Going down then, anything else on group two? I don't mind going back, guys, so if I go too fast, feel free to do what Tom just did. That's great. On one hand, I'll try to keep things moving, but if I do that too quickly, I want you to stop me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What about group three, then? Is it okay?
It is okay. The only thing I don't like is a comment on 12.
So you want to delete the comment?
I would just, yeah, I just think it's something worthwhile thinking about it. And I know that there are different views on it, but there's definitely necessity to think about it.
Yeah. So just eliminate the notes?
Yeah. So that's what I would suggest, yeah. Because in some way it's already kind of opinionizing.
Okay. I mean, that's fine with me. The notes obviously were just kind of for our own tool. We're going to have to decide whether we want the notes kept in for our report anyway. But if people are in agreement that we definitely don't want these notes in, that makes it real easy.
Yeah, I think that comment, taken more broadly, is a great idea. I don't think we want to prejudice the actual PDP with our commentary during this process.
Okay. It looks like in a lot of cases the notes are probably going to disappear in our final report because they're mainly for our uses. But anybody opposed to me definitely deleting this one? Okay. I just deleted it.
Notes. What about the notes on the? Well, maybe we'll get to that. But I was.
Notes
on group five. I was just. So do we intend to delete those, or maybe we should have some?
Let's do this. Let's talk about. Sorry about that line ringing. Go off in a little bit. Let's go through each of the groups and see if. So we're comfortable with the groupings. And then let's go back and talk about whether we even want any of the notes in there. Is that okay?
Sure, sure.
All right.
Okay. Let's look at group four. So we now have, we still have. That hasn't changed, has it? So we have three PDPs. One of them is actually seven and two combined. Any concerns about those being individual PDPs and how we have them grouped? Okay. And then five, we've recommended deleting 15, 14, 11, 13, and 17. Any second thoughts on any of those? Keeping in mind that the council will ultimately decide, you know, whether they really do get deleted or whether there's a lot of interest in pursuing any of those. And, of course, keep in mind, too, that, and this is something for the council to keep in mind, and I'll point that out, is that even if they're deleted now, we could come back and do something on them later.
Hmm. Just one question, because I wasn't around last time. In group three, again, there's number 10 about the existing policies, whether they're sufficient or not. Why do we think they group together with the other two? I mean, penalties are always a very contentious issue, I would say. And it's not...
I think these are grouped because they're new, not necessarily because they cluster in any other way.
Yeah, but since they're so contentious, I would, well, that would be my suggestion, maybe rather put it into group four. Because, yeah, the contention of, you know, how penalties could be defined, how they could be applied, how high they should be, and stuff like that, that's a whole debate for its own. And I'm kind of scared that it will hold up the process with the other two.
It could. Let me give you a different concern that I have, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
If we have too many individual PDPs, it's probably going to take forever to get these things done. So to the extent that we can group some together and it's workable, now you're right, though, if it's not workable, then maybe there's no other choice.
Well, one option would be to put that one in group two. Essentially, group two is where the transfer policy is being made, and maybe the penalties for violation of those policies should go in that group as well.
But it's really not a dispute process issue.
That's right.
It's a compliance issue.
But I would rather take number one and put it into group three, and for that exchange number 10 into group 4. Because of, you know, making available the registrant email address, and we're not talking about any who is thing, as it's written there, like data available to one another, that's a new thing. And that might be of interest.
Okay, well, that's a nursing suggestion. Let me catch up with you on that one, Tom. So number one, you're suggesting putting where?
Number one I would put in group 3.
And okay.
For exchange of that, I would put 10 into an individual PDP. Because these three things kind of make sense together in terms of that they are all rather operational and not so much policy things.
What do the rest of you think?
Works for me.
Oh, well, awesome,
Sam. I think you're...
Yeah, well, we're castling on the chessboard, aren't we?
I think that Chuck's point is a good one, that we don't want to have so many PDPs that we have essentially a freight train that never ends. And so this is a good way to keep the train short, but move the harder one out into its own PDP, moving a somewhat easier one into a clump.
Tim?
I think Tom's suggested swap makes some sense.
Now, Olaf, translate your comment for me. Are you okay with the switch?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
No, I think there's certainly logic to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So one will be moved to three. Bear with me a second here so I don't lose this. And then 10 moves down to the individual ones.
Right.
So, okay.
Now, in that same spirit, could we take 6, which is right now all on its own, and move it up into number 1 as an operational, technical kind of thing? Or is it too big, hard to go into that group?
Always 6.
Make comments. Hold on, I'll catch up with you and look at it, but does anybody want to comment in the meantime?
Well, that's clear. You could view it as an operational thing, but then again, it's more like it's really a controversial policy.
I'm just sort of in the spirit of clumping things.
Yeah.
To see whether that one's small enough to go in. But I don't feel strongly one way or the other on it.
Anybody want to pursue that further, or should we leave it alone?
Well, fixed is basically two questions, right? First question is, should SOAs be time limited? And then second question, if so, you know, what should the time limit be?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's going to be a drawn out? Could be a drawn out issue, or
where's the controversy in that? I'm not being sarcastic. I'm just not thinking that one's as hard, or at least I'm not seeing.
For example, GoDaddy already time limits it, so I mean we got a 30 day on it, which I don't know, that might even be too long, but if once it gets past 30 days and we require a complete new FOA.
Yeah. So isn't this sort of?
For me, it's not controversial. We have pretty much the same implant as Tim's company has. I'm just thinking more about other registrars, and that's why I'm pointing fingers or something. It could go into one, I agree. I wouldn't mind it moving up there. Just want to point out that this might be more controversial as we think right now.
Well, I'm not hearing strong support for a move here. Should we just leave it alone? Does somebody want to argue more for changing it?
Well, let me just, since I was the one that came up with the idea, just lobby one more time. It doesn't seem like this one's as big or hard as some of the other ones that we've set out as single issue PDPs, and the spirit of trying to reduce the total number of PDPs, this just might be an opportunity to do that.
And you're talking about six, is that right?
Yeah, and just moving six up into one, giving the operational type people one more to work on where there's pretty strong precedent, and some of the leading registrars are already doing that. Doesn't strike me as too hard. So rather than expend all the effort of firing up a whole PDP process and recruiting a whole bunch of people to work on it, and et cetera, maybe this is an opportunity to just reduce the workload a little bit.
I think it was a good argument. From the people that will attend Group 1 PDP, they would all be capable of actually making a decision on that. So it could be discussed in that group, and therefore I kind of tend to agree it might make sense. The only concern I have is that Group 1, going from 3 to 7 now, might get too big to be in a workable PDP.
The offset to that argument is that I think that the harder PDPs are the ones that are more policy-oriented, whereas some of the operationally-oriented ones might be easier to resolve more quickly. So if the number two clump had continued to grow, I think I'd agree with you wholeheartedly on that.
Hmm.
But the operational ones strike me as a little bit more black and white in a way.
Well, even though it might be controversial, I mean, there must be a group decision at some point of time, whether you want it, and if yes, how long. So I agree, we could move it up there. So I would support that.
Tim?
Yeah, I would support that, too. I don't have a problem with it.
Olaf?
Sold.
Okay, so we're going to move six out of the individual category and up to the to group one, right? Okay.
May I just ask one question? Is it something that could be perhaps due to different procedures among registrars, could be divisive among registrars? Is that the reason that we tended to spin it out as a separate one to start with?
I think my reaction to this whole group of CDPs is that one of the big objectives is to bring a little bit more consistency to these processes across the registrar and registry community. So I would expect some of that happening in just about all of these. And that the exercise overall is going to have to be one of negotiation and compromise to getting to a sort of best solution.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? Anybody opposed to the move I just made, which was moving six from individual to group one? Okay, let's see where we're at then. Okay. Now, so any other comments on any of the recommendations in terms of grouping?
Yeah, this is Tim. Not a requesting a change or anything, but just probably something that we'll have to discuss, and that is 7 and 2, you know, the technical and the policy aspects being split up.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out, you know, what the timing of those, you know, because they're kind of reliant on each other. If we deem policy isn't necessary, then the technical aspects are kind of irrelevant. But if we're going to do a policy, then knowing what's technically possible is a question that'd be good to have answered. So I don't know what the answer to that is, but I think the timing of those two might be.
Well, a corollary to what you're suggesting is maybe should we not separate the policy and the technical and just have 7 and 2 together as an individual PDP.
Yeah, I'd go for that.
And then maybe the group in tandem can have the technical aspects being looked at.
Yeah.
While policy discussion is going on or something.
Yeah.
Tom, what do you think about that?
Sounds good. Makes sense.
Okay.
Because we don't need to talk about technical aspects if we don't know what the policy will be. So I agree.
Okay. So if I go down then to the individual ones, and we'll just get rid of that. And where's the other one? And that. Okay. And then that changes my little table, so that goes away. That puts group one then down to 4 items, one of which, like we said, 6 might be a little more complicated, so that might be okay. And then we get rid of that and that. Okay. So here's what I think I have, and check me if I'm wrong on this. For group 1, we have 5, 6, 15, and 18. For group 2, we have 4, 8, 9, 16, and 19. For group 3, we have 1, 3, and 12. And for group, and then for individual PDPs, we just have 2, which are 7 and 2 combined, both technical and policy, and 10. That actually looks pretty good to me. Now, what I'm going to do on this, and we're not done on all of this yet, we'll come back to the comments issue, but I will send out today a revised document with the changes we made today all highlighted so that everybody can check me, make sure, keep me honest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll get a chance to look at that. But any other comments on the groupings? So in essence, we're recommending 5 PDPs. That's sounding fairly reasonable, a lot better than 19. 5 PDPs, 2 of which are kind of individual. One of them actually just has 2 in it, so that I guess we wouldn't call them individual PDPs anymore. We may just end up calling that group 4, and since they're not, one of them's not an individual PDP, so, but I'll take care of that later. Any other discussions on groupings? Okay, then let's, if you have the document in front of you, let's skim through, starting from group 1, through the notes, and just see if there's any reason to have any of the notes. It doesn't look to me like any of them are really relevant to the council. They were more for our usage, but skim through those. It certainly looks like the note on 6 isn't needed.
The note on 5 is it's obsolete because it was a reason for a change we did at an earlier stage.
Yeah, so that can go.
But the note on 15 still has some relevance because we decided to chop off a piece of the original
recommendation. Oh, yeah, so that one we probably... Now, does it need to be modified? I can take a look at that later if you want rather than taking time on the call. But, yeah, that one may need... it probably still has some relevance. How about 18?
That can go.
That can go. Okay.
Here's a suggestion.
Okay.
I would think that the only notes that would need to stay are the ones that support decisions to eliminate either whole sections or chunks of sections, because that's really a policy decision. You know, it's an actual decision not to pursue.
That's a good point.
And that everything else we could eliminate.
So jumping down to the one notes on 9, it could be deleted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted you guys to check my thinking there. Okay. And the except for 15, I've deleted all the others. 16 probably could be deleted, right?
Yep.
And then 19 deleted, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And so then we get down into group 3. Do we want that note? Maybe so. That one maybe we want to keep. That's a little bit different than your argument, Mike. But look at the one on number. Look at number 1. Is that note still helpful?
My thought is that a comment like the one on number 3 is really us trying to steer the policy discussion that's going to follow. And that's not really in our brief.
But what about number recommendation number 1?
Where's that one?
Which that's one? In group 3.
Oh.
That one seems, it appears to me, and that's why I'm testing it with you guys, that note may still have some value in leaving it in there.
This is the one that says has a bearing on who.
Yeah,
is the president.
Right.
It
explains why we lumped it alone.
I don't think lumping alone matters. No. I mean, I'm certainly not opposed to having it there, but.
Didn't we put 1 into group 1? Or am I...
Yeah, we moved 1 up into group
3. Group 3.
No, group 3.
Yeah. Then I'm rather inclined to delete the comment in that one.
I'm okay with that. I just wanted to, it was a little bit different. So anybody object to removing the notes on recommendation one? It just kind of explained why we lumped it the way we did. Okay.
Then again, I mean, now we're regrouping it. Previously, it was this was partly the reason why we brought it up as an individual thing. In one, I'm talking about that one. I hope we're there still.
Right.
So it's it almost becomes a bit awkward.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but are we down to two in group three? Did I do something wrong here?
We have 1, 3, and 12 in group three.
What happened to 12?
Well,
I'm in my document. I'm talking about, for some reason, 12 has disappeared in my group three. So I probably did something wrong. Oh no, it's there. My mistake. Never mind. I found it. So okay. So that's okay. Is that all right then? Then we're down to recommendation 7. I don't have any. Oh, there are comments for 7. Our notes for 7 and 2.
we've just changed the rationale.
So we can delete the notes on 7 and 2, right?
Yeah, because that's just describing how we split them.
All right. Bear with me while I try and keep things straight here so that I don't lose anything that we do. So we ended up with just 2 individual PDPs. There's notes for 10. Those are not needed, right?
Group that one up.
Nope.
Okay. And then group 5. Now, I think your suggestion, Mike, is that we may want to leave the notes for the deleted ones. Is that correct?
Yeah, and we may want to expand them, in fact.
Okay.
Because we are indeed making policy decisions there.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to say that I have to go offline. I have another call I have to attempt. Sorry for that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be sending this out, Tom, so you'll be able to please respond via the list in terms of what we do after you leave, especially. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
Tom.
Take care. Bye.
So let's not try and expand the notes right now.
Right.
But I'll highlight those as something that we may want to do. And I assume that's probably the case of each one of these in the delete category. Is that right?
Yeah, I would think we'd want a rationale for each.
Any different thoughts on that? So I'll highlight each one of those that just as a means of noting that we may want to expand those. All right, and do we want to add some notes to 17? We probably do, right? I don't have any in there now. We talked about that, I think, earlier, so I'll just highlight it, and we can take care of that. All right, that covers that part. Now let me go back to that little agenda I had. I think we've gone through the groupings. Now let's come back to the issue of running the PDPs in parallel or serially. We may have covered that as much as we need to, but let's see if we want to have more discussion on that.
Well, one option would be to have a technical track and a policy track. That way we could run two in parallel.
Well, that's a good thought, but like for some of them involve both technical and policy.
Right, and so what that would mean is maybe clump number 1 and clump number 2 could go in parallel, but then the rest of them might not lend themselves to that. But that, clumps 1 and 2 are the the hugiferous ones. So maybe that's as much, maybe it's a hybrid. Maybe there's some parallel and then some that can't be done in parallel.
So what you're saying is basically to have group one, that would be the sort of the technical clump, and group two would be the policy clump, for example.
Right.
And possibly running parallel, while, for example, the individual ones like 7+2 would, since we regrouped the technical and policy aspects, would really call for being run separate track and not in parallel with anything else, perhaps.
Yeah. You know, if we presume that we've got sort of a finite number of folks who are likely to participate, they could split and divide their efforts on those first two, but then for some of the ones that have pretty strong technical and policy components, we could bring those groups back together.
So what would the recommendation look like that, assuming there are different people that are available for group one and group two, consider doing those in parallel?
Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
Chuck, you mentioned something which I thought was very wise in the very beginning here, that maybe before any such decision is taken in for real, that a bit of sounding of the interest of doing proceeding like that among the constituency would be helpful, almost decisive, I would say.
Yeah, I think especially the registrar constituency, since I agree, Chuck, that your point that they need to be sort of driving the staffing of this.
Could there be, I don't know, maybe we want to reconstitute every time, but it seems like, you know, there could be a group or a PDP group that's dealing with the enhancement issues, and another one that's dealing with new issues. So you'd have, you know, one group doing maybe group one, while the new issues group is dealing with group three. And when they're done, we'd move on to group two, and then the new issues group would start looking at the individual PDPs in group four.
Okay, now let me get back. I was typing, sorry, Tim, but let's see. So what? Run that by me again.
Well, if we constitute, you know, two working groups, the first working group would deal with enhancements starting with group one and then move on to group two.
Oh, the same group.
Yeah,
in other words, you're suggesting doing one and two serially with the same group, and then doing three with a separate group of people, A in parallel
right,
to
right.
one and two.
Right. And then maybe that group could carry on with group four. Now, I don't know if that makes sense or if we need to reconstitute every time. I'm not sure what.
Mm-hmm.
I think, ultimately you're going to end up probably with a lot of the same. You know, it's unfortunate maybe, but that's pretty much, you know, the people active in each constituency seems to be the same from PDP.
You know, from the business constituency, I know who's going to be the rep. It's going to be me. And, you know, I think that...
Could you replicate yourself, Mike?
I'm retired, so I have lots of time. I can do both. Not a problem. But, you know, I think that it really kind of hinges on the number of people who kind of belly up to the bar and the nature of their interests to a certain extent. If, for example, the registrar community came up with, in a perfect world, let's say four people, and two of them were really interested in the technical / operational stuff, and two of them were really interested in the policy stuff, that would help us determine how to track these things. I think what I'm talking myself into is that it's pretty hard to make a recommendation until we know what kind of people resources we've got. If it turns out we've got one from every constituency, we have a different process in front of us than if we have a bunch. So maybe we defer this decision until we got a sense of what kind of participation we're going to get.
Well, I'm sensing that we're in agreement, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the first thing that needs to happen is that we give out the suggested PDP groupings, and that we recommend that, or that the council does that, and then recommend that there be an assessment of the availability of different people to work on the PDPs, and then the decision be made with regard to prioritization, or if there needs to be prioritization.
Well, or at least sequencing.
Sequencing.
I think that's right. I'd go with that.
I think that makes some sense. You know, I mean, like, for example, if Mike's going to, you know, be the sole representative for the BC and he's on the council, I mean, that could, we have that kind of situation with different constituencies that could limit what we're talking
about. Oh, I'm a different Mike, Tim. This is Mike O'Connor, not Rodenbaugh. All right. I'm not on the council.
Now, with regard to, okay, let's assume then, it seems like it might be helpful if we've done some thinking on this just in the last few minutes, so it might be helpful for us. Let's assume that after evaluating resources that we see that, you know, you're only going to be able to do one PDP at a time. It would be helpful if this group then suggested some order of how they should proceed. Now, we can do that based on, you know, kind of overall priority that was previously done, and I think that's the number of the recommendations, right? If I'm wrong on that, correct me.
No, that's the sequence.
Well, that's the sequence.
But they had also a priority value, which comes as spelled out that, for example, 18 has got a priority value, 16, where, well, low priority is a high priority, so to speak, while 4 has got the assessment 7. So, well, those little ones in parentheses at the very end of the...
that's what's in the end. Okay,
yes.
I had totally lost that, as you could tell, in my mind, anyway. It's still in the document. So, for example, recommendation 6 had a priority of 9. Is that right?
Let's see now. I'm turning around here. Yes, it's seated 9.2. Yeah, that's it.
So, and the highest priority is a 1.0?
That's 1.0, yeah. It would be 1.0, but so this is... There are many that have 9, for example.
Yeah, oh, okay.
These are arithmetic means of voting.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Rank. Okay.
So nothing got...
Nothing got 1, yeah.
Nothing
okay.
got anywhere near 1. And
yeah, okay. But a lower number is a higher...
Priority,
so, okay. All right, good. Bringing up to speed on that, I lost that in my thinking. So,
and number 15 in this document, in your document, Chuck, we lost that C2 score.
Yeah, but that little piece, I think it's it was chopped off with the end, and it's still there. It's 13.0.
Yeah. So I need that was on which one? 15?
On 15, yeah, and it's now in group 5 as a little chopped off piece.
I don't have it for 7 and 2.
I just have.
Oh well, that's for the same reason, I think.
Yeah.
So what was that? Which one?
7 and 2,
and those are found in group 4. Well, that the parts of group 2 that ended up in group 4, and they have 9 and 6 respectively. So
yeah, I still have those in my version that I'm looking at right here. So. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, any of them that are missing, we'll fill in as we find that. Okay.
And I think one question is, you know, that ranking could be used by the teams that are working on the PDPs to determine the sequence within their clump. But then the other question is, what sequence to take the clumps in?
Yeah, and that's the question. You're leading right into my next question for this group. Is let's assume that that you know we can't do more than one PDP at a time. Does this group? It would be helpful, probably, for the council if this group actually made a recommendation on sequencing. Now, if you want, we could do that in a call next week rather than trying to do that now after we get a chance to look at the total thing, or we can try and talk about that right now.
Well, I have a question as a new kid to ICANN, and that is, if I was still a big kid in a big corporation, if I knew the team, the question I would ask is, if this team has worked together before, then give them the hardest one first while they're fresh. If, on the other hand, this team hasn't worked together before, I'd give them a relatively easy one to start on for them to get to know each other, to figure out how they do stuff, to get trained, et cetera, et cetera. And given what I think is going to happen, this is going to likely to be a new team. And so my suggestion would be that we give them a fairly easy one to cut their teeth on, to sort of get to know each other and trust each other and so on, but steer away from some of the harder ones. And that being the case, I'd lean towards clump number one as the starter because it's technical, and technical issues are likely to be easier to resolve than policy issues. That's just my bleep 2 cents random.
Olaf and Tim, what do you think about that?
I think, one could be a pretty short process. I think my opinion is the only item in one, if I have the groups correct, is number five could get a little more involved, but the others I just don't see as having, huge drawn out.
So it may be that group one is, if they have to be done totally serially, group one might be a starting point.
Yeah, it'd be a good kickoff for the group, especially if we're going to reuse the group, and which is likely to happen whether we plan it that way or not.
Yeah, okay, and if, then would group two follow, or would one of the other groups?
Group two, just on my scale, is one of the hardest ones just because it's so big and it's got so many complicated things in it. So we might want to try one of the individual ones first just to sort of ratchet the scale up a little bit. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, and if we're going to look at priority, then it would be seven and two would have higher priority.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would. And then we have number 10, and then another way to chop up a camel is, of course, to give them the most focused ones, and from that perspective, that's the individual ones.
So in other words, we can finalize this next week, but it is helpful. I think we have some initial thoughts. So it would be group 2, and then 7 and 2, and group one, then that's what I wrote down, so I know you can't see that, but and then 7 and 2, and then 10, and then what would we put after that?
Here's just one other thought. If we're trying to bring a tech team and an a sort of technical operational team and a policy team up to speed, what if we started with 7 and 2 with the whole group, because those have technical, operational, and policy issues? Use it to sort of get the whole team spun up, and then they split themselves apart. And that's an opportunity to inject some parallelism split the group then into parallel tracks for the tech folks to do one and policy folks to do two, and then finish up with the last.
Interesting thought.
That's interesting, but it sort of assumes that we will actually be able to run two things in parallel. Recalling now that we're actually doing, well, it's been slow in the making, but we are doing a PDP on the clarification issues, and we will have some kind of grouping coming out of that, which presumably will be rather similar for the subsequent groups that, well, if it's so that we only can run one at a time. So maybe we'll have a little team already that has come up to speed eventually. So, just a consideration. But I think, like Chuck said, that, to come up with some kind of just a straightforward sequence in case we cannot do more than one PDP at the same time is... And then we had already a proposal for two parallel tracks, one followed by two, and then the other one with three followed by four. So that may be another option, but I think a straightforward sequence would be useful, at least for a starting point for the council to consider.
Well, again, if I was working
now,
for
hold on one second. You said two parallel tracks. I wanted to capture that. One followed by two, and what was the other one? Three followed by four?
Yeah, that was what I noted before, and I think it was, wasn't it Tim's idea?
Yeah, no, it was one followed by two, and then what was the other one? Other
and
track?
Three followed by four.
But then that leaves the individual ones.
Right, exactly.
And I was going to sort of lean into Tim on that idea. I never got around to it, but it doesn't give us much leverage in terms of teams that want to specialize along operational versus policy lines, if we do it that way. Here's the last thought, and that is, what if we just did one that involved both technical and policy folks? Let the team get to know each other, and then let the team decide how they wanted to tackle it from there.
Well, again, we can't, that may be a viable approach until we know who the participants are. It's hard to tell.
Right. But, turning that around, until we know who the participants are, it's really hard to put a work plan together for them. I mean, as a very large-scale project manager type guy, if you said, put the work plan together without knowing the makeup of your team, I would push back on you and say,
yeah, right.
Help me out here.
Yeah.
So one way to finesse that would be to pick the first one and say that one of the goals of that first one is to build the team, and that one of the first things the team got to decide would be the sequence of the work subsequent to that.
Okay, let's see. So we have okay, so I captured that very simply as let the first PDP team decide.
Right. And then I think that the thing to do is to pick one that's get as the leadoff one that has both technical and policy in it, and I think that's the 7 and 2 clump. That's a good one for technical stuff and policy stuff in the same PDP.
And it has got, with all respect, also to paying respect to the previous work on prioritization, it has got, I think, perhaps the highest priority assigned from the previous working group.
Yeah, I was sort of sneaking that in, too.
Now, let me make a suggestion for moving forward on this. I've jotted down the ideas. Here's what with regard to this issue. Number one, first of all, assess availability of different people working on PDPs. Then decide on a sequencing if needed. And then I have some ideas there. The one idea is a priority of group 1, followed by 7 and 2, followed by 10, followed by 2, followed by 3. Another idea is two parallel tracks, 1 followed by 2 and 3 followed by 4, and then the other two. 5 is let the first PDP team decide and pick a lead PDP, such as 7 and 2, that has technical and policy. My suggestion for moving this forward is to schedule another meeting for next week if the same time works for everybody, and I've got to check that myself. And then in that meeting, decide our objective would be to narrow this down in terms of what we actually want to recommend. In the meantime, in the latest version of my document that I'll send around today, I will include in my little table at the beginning maybe at least the priorities. I'll add another column and show the priorities, and maybe the average priority or something.
Oh, don't average an average. Just leave them the way they are. It's already masking. One of the problems with the priority process is that it masks huge dispersion in opinions.
Yeah,
in the group.
Right.
And
right.
So
well, all I'm trying to do is come up with some measure. So.
Yeah, but please don't do that.
So it's a.
I think that the priority system that Ross tried to use tried to account for some of that. So if you've got if you've got a 6 and you've got a 16, then I think pretty clearly that there's a lot of agreement that 6 had priority and a lot of agreement that the 16 didn't.
Yeah, but to average,
there might have been a lot of stuff in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree that we don't need to average the one.
That's fine. And then the other thing that we need to do is decide how we begin to finalize our recommendation document. Do we wait until next week to talk about that, or does it make sense to start working on a document between now and then?
Oh, I think a draft would be wonderful. So that we're looking at something we can edit rather than something that we have to create on the phone.
Okay, so you're and I think you're right that it'd be nice if before our meeting next week we had a draft.
I feel like we should look at this. I think the priority thing is a big concern to me, and that we should look at, well, if we just were to look at these in parallel by priority, how would it fall out? And then once we understand that, then we can look at, based on that, whether we do parallel or tandem or technical versus policy or enhancements versus new or whatever, at least then we have an agreed upon priority that we can use as we recommend or how those should be undertaken.
Right.
I think that would be pretty easy to do, just looking at these groups.
Yeah, it might be. And we could definitely finalize that next week. In the meantime, depending on my time, my availability between now and next meeting, I can try to start a draft document based on what we've got right now.
Does it differ a lot from the one that you've already prepared, Chuck?
No, I just need some. No, I don't think so. I think it's just got to. There's got to be some transition words and stuff like that put in it, and overall organization. Let me ask you this. I don't think we need the letter identifier in there, do we? Is it sufficient to just have, like, for example, instead of recommendation 3G, which I just carried forward from other documents? Is it sufficient to have recommendation 3, or what's the best way to identify the recommendations? Obviously, we're going to write them out, so.
I think it's still useful because it relates
okay.
back to an earlier document that may still
so
call
the document, we should explain what those and have links to those.
Maybe, well, I'll have a stab at making some of that.
If you would do that,
housekeeping kind of thing.
If you will do that, Olaf, I'll try and take the groupings and the recommendations with notes where we wanted them and so forth, and see if I can't come up with a draft there, and then it won't be too hard to combine the two things that we do, and hopefully get that out before our meeting next week, and then see, and then we can actually talk about that next week too.
Right.
And then of course we'll have to. The big issue next week will be to finalize what we want to do on priorities. Does that make sense? Shall we check calendars?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Let me see. So what do we got? The 12th. We're talking Wednesday the 12th. Actually, it looks good for me. How about the rest of you?
Yeah, it looks good. It's going to be an early morning. I'd be in California then.
Ah, well, you will join. That's not too early.
Yeah,
that's not too early. Yeah, that works for me because I will be in California as well, like I am today. So the plan then would be meeting same time.
I have to fly that day. I'm just checking up. I have to dig into some stuff, but I'm okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Tim?
I've got another meeting at that time.
Could we explore other options?
And I could do an hour later if that...
Hour later is okay with me.
Very okay with me.
I thought it might...
You're going to be on European time, so... You won't
I don't know.
Mike, does that work for you an hour later?
That's okay. I may have to drop off at the end, but that's fine.
Okay, so we're going to do... So we'll say an hour later.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's good. Is there anything else we should talk about in this call today before we adjourn?
Can we just quickly rattle off the numbers in each group just to make sure I have...
Sure. And again, I'll send this out as soon as I can today. It'll probably be a couple hours before I can get to it because I want to clean it up quite a bit. But I've been going straight since 6 o'clock my time. So we've got what we have then is in group 1, we've got 5, 6, 15, and 18.
Check.
In group 2, we've got 4, 8, 9, 16, and 19.
Yep.
In group 3, we've got 1, 3, and 12. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. And then,
yeah, that's right.
And then we have group 7 and 2 as a separate PDP and 10 as a separate PDP.
Okay. Good.
So we've got a total of 5.
Got it. Okay.
Is that okay?
Sounds good.
Anything else?
Great job. Thanks for leading, Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck.
We again, I think, had a very productive meeting, so my thanks and compliments to all of you and to Tom as well, because I think we refined it. I'm real pleased with the way we refined this whole grouping. I think it's much better than what we had before, so... So that's great. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk again next week.
Chuck, just a minute.
Okay.
I'll question about notes from this meeting. I think that your document will be out before I can make any notes anyway. And isn't it so that it will be largely self-documentary, apart from the procedural aspects?
I think that's correct. Does anybody disagree with that?
Oh, that's fine with me.
Okay, and if in fact it seems useful to add some any notes. Anybody's welcome to do that after I send mine out. Okay? Or even
right. No, I'll just send about the agreement to have for the next meeting and what we'll do then. And if need be, I mean.
Excellent. No, that's good.
But that will happen tomorrow, my time.
That's fine.
Okay.
All righty. Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.